Penguins, written by Kira Freed. Penguins. No ordinary bird. What type of bird cannot fly and has strong flippers instead of wings? What type of bird spends its whole life swimming or walking? It's no ordinary bird for sure. It's a penguin. Penguins are amusing to watch. Their dark backs and white bellies make them look as if they are dressed up for a fancy party. On land, most are clumsy and walk in a strange waddle. But in water, they are swift and graceful. The movie March of Penguins sparked great interest in the emperor penguin. There are also 16 other types of penguins. Read on to learn more about these amazing penguins. Where penguins live. All penguins live in the southern hemisphere. Many live in places with very cold weather. Four species of penguin live in the ice around Antarctica, the coldest place on Earth. Another three species lives on islands near Antarctica. But not all penguins live in cold, harsh places. The little blue penguin lives in coasts of Australia and New Zealand, where forests, not ice fields, border the ocean. And the Galapagos penguin lives off the west coast of the South America near Ecuador, which lies on the equator. Imagine you are in a spaceship high above Antarctica. From that height, you could see the southern areas of Africa, Australia, and South America. The large where penguins live map from the same view shows where most species of penguins live. The small maps show where Galapagos penguins live. Penguin bodies. Unlike most birds, penguins spend most of their lives in the ocean. Their streamlined bodies and webbed feet help them move through the water with ease. Some penguins can swim as fast as 40 kilometers per an hour, 25 miles per an hour, for a short distance. Instead of wings and long feathers, penguins have powerful flippers similar to these of seals, dolphins, and sea turtles. Penguins use their flippers like a boat oars to push water and move forward. They steer with their feet and tails. Penguins have two layers of feathers, a stiff layer, outer layer, and a soft layer underneath. Their small, stiff outer feathers are packed closely together. Penguins rub their beaks on oil glands at the base of their tails. They spread the oil on their outer feathers. Their oily coats keep water out and keep in heat. Underneath penguin's feathers is a layer of down, warm, fluffy feathers that hold warm air close to the body. A thick layer of fat adds another layer of insulation. If a penguin gets too hot, it fluffs up its feathers to let body heat escape. It might eat snow to cool off too. Eating snow also helps penguin get water in its body. Penguins are awkward on land because their legs attached far back on their body. It is difficult for them to walk smoothly. But penguins often must travel on land for long distances. When they get tired of walking, they slide on their stomachs. This is a way of moving called tobogganing. Do you know why don't penguins' feet freeze when they walk on ice? Warm blood keeps penguins' feet from freezing. Fat and feathers keep penguins' core body temperature high. Even when their feet are a few degrees above freezing, as a warm blood flows to their feet, it passes close to the cold blood that is flowing from its feet back to the heart. As it flows, the warm blood heats the cold blood so it doesn't lower the penguin's core temperature to a dangerous level. Penguin parents and chicks. Spring comes in late September, south of the equator. This is when most penguins live on to land to start families. They build nests in huge nesting areas called rookeries. Depending on the species of penguin, the rookery might be on snow, ice, a rock, cliff, or a hillside. A group of penguins that nest together is called a colony. A colony may contain hundreds or even thousands of one species of penguin. The noises, grunts, croaks, and hisses, and trumpeting sounds, as well as movements such as stretching, bowing, pointing their beaks toward the sky. A penguin colony is very loud and dirty with lots of activity. All these noises and movements help penguins pick mates. Each pair builds a nest together using grass, moss, feathers, or pebbles. Emperor and king penguins use their feet as a nest, cradling the egg on top of their feet. Eggs must stay warm or they won't hatch. A smaller Antarctic penguin sits on its egg for about 5 weeks. The eggs of an emperor and king penguin take about 8 weeks to hatch. During that time, a parent's body keeps the egg warm. King parents take turns sitting, but emperor father cares for the egg while the mother leaves to get food. He may go without food for months before his mate returns to care for the hatched chick. During this time, he and other male emperor penguins face the harshest weather on Earth. Penguin chicks are covered with down when they hatch. They cannot swim until they grow waterproof feathers, so they must stay on land. Since there is no penguin food on land, one parent cares for the chick while the other parents go to the ocean and eat. That parent brings back food for the chick. As the chick grows, it leaves its nets and live in a group with other chicks. They crowd together to stay warm, and their parents bring them food. Chicks recognize their parents' voices, even with thousands of penguins in the colony and all the noises they produce. Each chick knows the sound of their parents' call, and they will find each other. Hunters and hunted. Penguins are meat eaters, and their diet includes fish, squid, crab, and other ocean animals. Among their favorite food are tiny animals called krill, which are related to shrimp. The largest penguins, emperors, kings, mostly eat fish and squid. They are more filling than krill. Most penguins find their food near the ocean surface, but larger may dive deep into the ocean to find food. Like birds, penguins have no teeth. Some seabirds, including penguins, have fringes of spines on their mouth. The spines help penguins hold on to slippery food that might be trying to escape. Penguins are hunted by sharks and orcas, but their worst enemies are leopard seals. They can swim very fast. To escape, penguins must get out of the water quickly. They gain speed by swimming deep. Then they paddle very fast, shooting up onto land as if they've been shot from a cannon. Safe on land, adult penguins have few enemies, so they don't need to fly to escape. And Arctic penguins must keep their chicks safe from birds. Smaller birds will eat penguin eggs, and larger birds may eat the eggs and attack chicks. But no birds hunt healthy adult penguins. Because penguins can't fly, they have no way to escape people who hunt them. Long ago, sailors hunted penguins for food, and practice continues in same areas. Penguins are also killed and used for fishing bait. Huge numbers of penguins gather to breed in certain areas. They need a plentiful food supply. Penguins compete for ocean food with people who conduct large fishing operations in same areas. Without dependable food source, fewer adult penguins survive, so fewer chicks survive. Penguins also get tangled in fishing nets and die. Conservation. Groups are working to convince fishing companies to limit their fishing near penguin rookeries, sites, and breeding seasons. Oil pollution is another threat to penguin safety. Because they spend so much of their time swimming in the water, penguins are at greater risk than most other birds coming in contact with an oil spill. They can't fly above a polluted area to avoid it. When oil is from spills coat from a bird on a bird's feathers, it prevents their natural insulation from working properly, causing them to quickly get cold. Penguins have a thick layer of fat beneath their skin to keep protection against the cold. When the penguins are rescued and cleaned, their layer of fat helps them survive more often. Than other birds. Still, many penguins die than can be rescued and cleaned. Global warming is creating dangers for penguins. As the air and water in Antarctica region warm up, ice mass shrinks. Normally, algae builds up on the ice in the winter. When spring comes, the ice melts and the krill eats the algae. Less ice means less algae and less food for krill. With less krill to eat, fewer Antarctic penguins survive. Scientists are also studying other ways that global warming is affecting penguins. They haven't seen numbers of many penguin species drop by nearly half in the past 50 years. The effect on global warming are easily seen in polar regions. Like polar bears in the northern hemisphere, penguins are messengers of planet in trouble. Penguins, like all birds and wildlife, need our help to survive. The end.